All right. Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about that tough loss, the hands of the Giants, as the Cowboys owner and general manager, we say good morning to Jerry Jones.
Morning, man.
Morning.
How you doing today?
Well, let me just say there's no way that my liver survives another 8-8 season. So let's hope this gets better.
Well, thanks for joining us this morning. I'm sure it's a tough morning for you.
Well, it was, and it is. But I knew we were in trouble early when Squirrel dropped that pass near the gold line.
Goal line?
But old Cole Beasley wasn't our biggest problem. I think that certainly when you look at it, mm-hmm. old Terrence Williams proved once again that he's a few clowns short of a full circus. You know, I admit I'm dumber than bait, but I know you got to get to the sideline, stop that clock in that situation.
Yeah, no timeouts. Got to get there.
But we were missing a lot of our weapons. We had Romo over on the sidelines in full traction. We've got, of course, the three drug suspensions. And even though he was on the field, Dez was about as ineffective as one of his signed rental property agreements.
Yeah.
But very happy that we've got cool chocolate under center ready to lead us to the football promised land.
Cool chocolate.
Cool chocolate.
I haven't heard him called that, but
I was very happy with my 135th pick, I think it is.
Somewhere in there.
Weren't you happy about that? How's that for GMing, huh? Pretty football smart.
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah, I think he's got something.
Billy D. Prescott back there. I thought Billy Dak, he makes me want to call off my Craigslist search for a Romo replacement spine.
Oh, okay. Gosh.
And I have to admit, I was a little disappointed that Zeke didn't have a better game. Now, he did have 50 yards. Mm-hmm. But he—that's bad, considering he had 112 carries.
Well, 20 anyway.
And I'm not being trite. I don't exactly know what trite means, but
but you're not being it.
It, and I'm not being it. And our defense was a mixed bag. Uh-huh. But when we get our drug guys back, I think that we'll do a lot better.
You should, yeah.
And of course, I'm speaking of Gregory and Lawrence and Ragonk.
Right, yeah.
Our drug guys.
Right. Yeah, they'll be back at some point, I guess.
Hey, George, speaking of defense, do you like that little dose of auto theft we had out there?
Auto theft?
Old Brandon Carr. With a nice little interception.
Yeah, that's something you didn't have a lot of last year.
That. We needed about 14 more of those, but happy for the one we got.
Sure, why not?
And what's with that porn stash on Ben McAdoo?
Yeah, it's a little weird. It's a little weird.
I really hate losing a game to someone with a haircut that looks that stupid.
Yeah, it was kind of a goofy looking haircut.
I don't know what was going on with that. Is that a toupee? Finally, maybe someone in the NFL has one worse than I do.
I don't think it's a toupee.
No.
And I know that people are curious on the Twitter as to why I'm so resistant to closing them window blinds.
Yeah,
what about that? Ask you about that.
Well, the truth is that I went into such debt on building the star up there in Frisco that I've had to throw the stadium on MLS to see if I can get some quick cash.
Uh-huh. Wow. It's big news.
And in the, on the listing, it says that it features plenty of natural light. So,
oh, you got to let it shine in.
Yeah, I got to keep them blinds open in case we have an MLS showing.
Okay, I guess that explains it.
It may have cost you the game, though.
Well, yeah, it sucks for football, but I've got money to think about.
Right, yeah.
I know when that sun comes streaming in there, it looks pretty, but we might as well be throwing that out route to Stevie Wonder, as you saw. As you saw.
Yeah, that was a tough break.
I put hush puppies in my Minecraft lunchbox.
Hold on a second.
Who's that?
Hush puppies, we ain't got no time for that crap. I'm sorry about that.
What are you
I'm
doing?
Dropping Jerry Jr. off here at Frisco Wakeland. So.
Was he asking for hush puppies in his lunchbox?
He's wanting hush puppies. That's his favorite thing. He always gets his mama to get up early and fry him up some hush puppies.
But no time for that today.
We don't have time for it because it may take 30 minutes to deep fry them. And Jean woke up a little late. As you can imagine with the loss, she had quite a bit of box wine last night.
Oh, gosh. Come on. Don't throw her under the bus.
But we look forward to the next game. We're going to be a lot more effective. A mm-hmm. lot more effective. We're looking forward to it.
Okay.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I got out of there pretty quick. I'm enjoying this new helicopter ride I got.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we saw your new chopper last week.
Of course, I was so depressed, I almost grabbed the stick from Roosevelt and dumped the copter right into the drink there in Lake Grapevine. Good morning to you.
All right, we'll see ya. There goes fake Jerry after a tough loss.